4, CBA Mobile.
CBA, this is Kilo 4, Whiskey, Charlie Lima. John here, Mobile in Pickens County, and I can't remember your name.
John, name here is David, and I'm Mobile on West Darby Road here at Northside Park, and get ready to turn on to Sandy Flats, if you know where that is, out here near State Park Road. How you doing today?
Doing great. Beautiful day, winter day. Holidays are almost in the books, so doing good. If I recall, you're the guy that likes to play tennis over there around Taylor's, maybe somewhere up there in the northern part of Greenville County. Anyways, we're on the way down to Easley. Going to get a bite of lunch down there and go to Lowe's. And I think we're going to go to Hamrick's. And then we're going to do some grocery shopping. So got a pretty full afternoon here.
Well, you know, being in ham radio, we call that Lowe's the antenna store. And but it sounds like you're going to be busy there. And I finished playing a couple hours of tennis, and it was nice. I dressed for the cold, but I wound up having to shed some of it, and it was really pleasant. The sun was out, and it warmed up nicely, at least to play.
Very good. I was wondering if you played indoors or outdoors or both. But yeah, it warmed up nice. It was kind of chilly when I got up, but I think the thermometer at the house was reading 50, 51 when we left. We're up in the northern part of Pickens County, up near Table Rock. I don't live too far from Shane. Well, I use the word live kind of loosely. You may recall I'm a part-timer up here. For 15 more months anyway, and then we're going to be full-time residents up here, looking forward to that. So, yeah, it's amazing how you get out there, you start moving around, and the clothes come off. The wife and I do quite a bit of walking, and, you know, after a mile and a half, we're either wishing we hadn't worn so many clothes or shedding some.
You mean, well, I always like to have more than I need because it's bad. I've been out there when I wish I'd brought more, and that's not a good feeling. But anyway, I'd rather be able to take some off and instead of wishing I'd brought more. But anyway, but we had. We wound up playing three sets and got a lot of exercise and playing on hard courts. I usually play on clay at the I'm a member of the sports club on Congaree, but this guy is not a member there, so he lives a lot closer to these courts, and I'm only about 8 or 9 minutes away, so I can kind of take the back roads and be there in short order.
Is a week do you play tennis, and I think you told me you're retired, correct?
Retired, I play 6-7 times a week. The last 2 weeks I haven't gotten that much in because of the holidays and the clay courts are susceptible to freezing and then they fall out and then they're wet and and you can't play on them in either situation, so it's a little frustrating.
7 days a week. Wow, that's like every day. That's good. You know, the key to a long life, I believe, is staying active, staying moving. And the wife and I like to get out and exercise every day. And sometimes we take Saturday off. But with the holidays and we've both been a little sick here, we haven't gotten out. Just like you said, last week we've been a little neglectful of our exercising. But maybe we'll get out and do some exercising later on. A lot of times we'll stop and walk on the Doodle Trail down there between Pickens and Easley. That's a fairly good place to walk, fairly flat, not real crowded. A lot more bikers. And when I say bikers, I mean the pedal variety. Then there are people walking or jogging. K4WCL.
Roger, KB4CBA. My wife and I had a pretty bad virus a few weeks ago and a month or so ago, and it lasted about 3 weeks with both of us, and now she seems to have the same symptoms again. Of course, we had a couple of our grandkids, I know one of them was sick, but thank goodness I didn't get it, but she did, so I'm trying not to get it again, because it was a pain to get well. You know, you think you're getting well one day and you wake up feeling worse the next. It was really, it just didn't want to let go, I tell you. But yeah, I'll play twice a day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that gets me six matches, and then I'll play Friday and even Saturday sometimes, so I can get more than six matches in, seven and eight matches, so it just depends on the weather.
Good, boy, that's, you keep quite the schedule there. How did you manage to play tennis when you worked? Don't you play in some indoor facility up that way, too?
Well, our club has two indoor courts, but really nobody wants to use them, and you have to pay for them. It's $40, so if you're playing doubles, it's $10 a piece, which isn't a big deal, but they're hard courts, and a lot of the guys that want to play on hard courts, they like the clay, so you know. But sometimes I'll be it's in a thing, we call it the bubble, and sometimes I'll do a clinic or something, and it'll be in the bubble because it's raining, and that's the only thing that's available. So you know, you just if you want to get some tennis in, and that's the only way you're going to get it. So I'll pay for a clinic, and you know, anybody that wants to play can show up. You know, in that category, they have different categories, so it kind of keeps the playing field level.
Bubble, I remember, I think the first time I talked to you, you had mentioned the bubble. I think I was sitting in the parking lot down in Hamburg, as a matter of fact. Dave, I gotta run. I'm here at Pete's Number 6. One of our favorite little joints to eat at in Easley. Not quite, I don't know if you know anything about Pete's. He used to be a little Greek diner down here. And, you know, been there for, I don't know, 50 years. And then they moved into the old Ruby Tuesday facility. Food is still great, but it doesn't quite have that old nostalgia atmosphere anymore. But I go there for the food, not the atmosphere. 73, Dave, and have a great Saturday, and Happy New Year to you. K4 WCL.
All right, John. I was gosh, I've been going to Pete's since I was a kid. But when we went to, I lived off, grew up off Augusta Road, and we, Augusta Street, and we went to the one there at what do you call that? Well, I can't even think of it. But anyway, right there on Augusta, and that building is still there, but, and then Pete's moved over and built a new building, and now that's closed. So, but there's several of them out there, and I think they're all, just about all of them are related, but they have good food. Well, enjoy that, and then the rest of your day. It looks like a nice one. Good to talk to you. I'm sitting in the driveway, 73, and have a good one. Enjoy the QSO KB4 CBA Mobile Clear.